We have heard much about the violence against Christians in eastern India's Orissa state and the continuing denial of justice to them in the numerous cases pending before the law courts. Violence against Christians during Christmas of 2007 was a mere prelude to the violence on a much larger scale in and after August 2008. With its epicenter on Kandamal district, this time it erupted with untold savagery, with Hindu extremists blaming Christians for the August 23, 2008 murder of Hindu leader Swami Lakshmanananda Saraswati, despite Maoist rebels claiming the assassination. Many have perished in the carnage. Among several persons fighting for the cause of the survivors of the violence in Kandamal is Father Ajay Kumar Singh, a social worker and human rights activist. The priest of Katak Bhubaneswar Archdiocese, who is director of the Orissa Forum for Social Action of the Orissa Bishops Regional Council, has been honoured by the National Commission for Minorities for his efforts to secure the rights of Kandamal's persecuted Christians. Father Ajay was recently in Rome, and we came to know more about the cause of sainthood that the bishops of Orissa have initiated to recognise the martyrdom of Kandamal's Christians. Father Ajay began by giving us a background to the persecution of Christians in his state.
The violence against the Christians in Kandamal, which claimed more than 101 lives, destroyed 400 churches, displaced nearly 60,000 people, and almost 1 lakh people took refuge in the jungle. And this was the largest attack on Christian in India in 300 years. It shook my conscience as to how violence of this magnitude could happen to the most marginalized groups in India, especially the Dalits and Adivasis, those who are struggling to survive. In fact, the place where this violence took place, nearly 87% of the Dalits, 92% of the tribals live under below poverty line. That means they do not have 2 square meal a day. 20% of the Christians are from this.
That is of Kandamal.
Of Kandamal, Dalit and tribals. So in the violence that we saw in 2007 and 2008 is not spontaneous. It has been orchestrated since 1968. I could say more than 100 of incidents of violence against Christians have taken place. And the people of that area have made presentation not only to the collector, to the chief minister, even from the very beginning, 1970 onwards, the archbishop of the diocese had made presentation to even the president of India, prime minister of India. Still nothing happened. And what we saw is a genocide in 2007-2008 that captured 101 lives. And they have been killed because they stood for truth. They stood for their own conscience. They stood for their own voice. In fact, until they became Christian, they were treated like slaves and animals. They thought maybe change of religion will make them feel like human persons living with dignity. That is why they embraced Christianity not just recently, that means since 1880s onwards they have become Christians. So they are not recent converts. So as they were trying to secure their own dignity and rights, this was not tolerated by the upper caste Hindu fundamentalist. As a result, they led this violence. That is why the movement for martyrdom is initiated in 2007-2008 after violence, because we do feel they have not been killed for any other reason but for the sake of faith, for the sake of religion, for the sake of believing Christ. And for the sake of Christ, even though they were very poor, illiterate, unorganized, they were ready to give their lives. There were also chances, excuses by the Hindu fundamentalist. If they remain or if they turn back to Hinduism, they could escape death. But they chose death to witness that they are the follower of Jesus, whom they have chosen as master.
When was it that the Orissa Catholic bishops first thought of making a move to get these martyrs recognized by the church?
In fact, the community itself they had initiated when the present Archbishop John Barba was installed that day. The Nuncio of India had come to Katak. It was in 2011 and Cardinal Oswald Gracious was there. A delegation of the survivor widows met where I was also present to ask the church in India to declare that those who have been killed as martyrs. And we thought that it is not the issue of the archdiocese, and it is not the issue of the regional bishop conference, but it is the issues of India itself, because this was the largest attacks on Christian in India in
the history of the church.
In the history of the church in 300 years. But of course, last year the Odisha bishop declared that the process of martyrdom should start at the earliest, and which is, we hear that has been confirmed or recognized by the Bishop Conference in India.
Now, Father, regarding this process that has started, of course, it has to begin at the local level, which is Kondamal.
Yeah.
And Kondamal means Archdiocese of Katak, Bhubaneswar, and the Orissa bishops. Now, this process of gathering data, how is the church going about gathering this information?
In fact, immediately after violence of 2007 and 2008, I, being the director of social action for the Archdiocese, was entrusted by the former Archbishop Raphael Chinath to collect data as well as see whatever we could do. So we have started the process of collecting the information since 2007-2008. Of course, the data goes through a rigorous scrutiny process. But recently also the present Archbishop John Barba has initiated a committee to collect the data and to procure the information, whatever is there. And I am one of the committee members for the martyrdoms.
How many members have been appointed in this?
We are 7 members in this process.
And the gathering must be real tedious, because everything was destroyed. Many of these people who have lost their family members have not been able to get back to their homes.
Even though hundreds of them were killed and already more than 8 years have passed, but I do think it is not so tedious, because after all, we do find that almost 101 people directly killed on the spot, or else they are died because of circumstantial situations. So I do feel that it won't be a challenge before us to collect the information. But what is more challenging would be to collect the information from the different angles. And we would have liked to collect the information as it is, the way, the emotion, the feelings that they had during the things. Maybe that process will take little more time to collect. Otherwise, collecting the information on the deaths for martyrdoms would not be a challenge. And we would like also this martyrdom process as a sign of standing for truth and justice and dignity, and also standing for reconciliation of the region.
Any idea of the number of persons that would be finally sort of recognized by the church, both Catholics as well as other Christian churches?
Yeah, definitely, because those who have been killed is not just happen to be Catholics, but also other non-Catholic groups like Baptist, Pentecost and other things. But I do find nearly 40 people from the Catholic community, 30 to 40 will be from the Catholic community, because our focus had been ecumenical effort. We never discriminated on our relief rehabilitation in terms of Catholic, non-Catholic. But since it is a question of now martyrdom and going through a process which is also of Catholic Church, naturally we have to now discriminate and see who had followed the faith of the Catholic Church.
Apart from this process of canonization and beatification, the Catholic Church of Orissa has remembered these people, and they have instituted a day also.
Yeah.
And they have instituted also a memorial in their honor.
Yeah, yes.
Could you tell us a little about this?
In fact, immediately after the violence, we undertook as a community remembrance. Before the church could announce, the people of Kandamal decided to remember the dead on August 25th, because that is the day first Christian to be killed. But taking into consideration all the factors, the Odisha Church is going to declare 30th of August as Kandamal Day, because they need a day of prayer, fast and observance, and to remember and pray for them.
And is this an ecumenical effort together, or is it just the Catholic Church?
You see, August 25th has been an ecumenical effort, but so far, since the canonical process, martyrdom process is of the Catholic Church, of course, other churches recognized it. So that is why the first initiative has come from the Catholic Church to remember the dead on 30th of August.
And I believe the Archbishop also inaugurated a memorial in their honor.
Yeah, in fact, just 2 years back, the memorial was opened in one village called Tiangia, where seven people died. And one of the persons is also the financial administrator of the Archdiocese, Father Bernard Digal. He hailed from that village, so the memorial was inaugurated then. But there is also a proposal to start a memorial in the pastoral center of the Archdiocese in Kenwaga. We hope to start a memorial in remembrance of the martyrs.
That was Indian priest Father Ajay Kumar Singh of Cuttack Bhubaneswar Archdiocese talking to us about the sainted cause of the martyrs of Kandamal. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.